Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Trishology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Trishology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Trishology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Trishology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Trishology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Trishology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 5206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. Where can you get motivated and inspired by fabulous women business owners in just one afternoon? Come to the 19th Annual Bravo Awards Luncheon, honoring inspired women going above and beyond, on Friday, April 20th at the Sarah Center in Camarillo. Join the National Association of Women Business Owners of Ventura County in recognizing the extraordinary achievements of 9 outstanding women business owners and community leaders, in addition to an exceptional corporate leader. Get your Bravo tickets at www.nawbovc.org.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we're so grateful that you are all here waking up with us. My friend Barbara Corona is here with us. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing wonderful.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, we have a packed show for you today. And of course, we're here all the way till 8 o'clock. I do want to remind you of our phone number here. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear back from all of you. We'd love to hear from you all. And of course, there's always stuff that we love to give away here on the Kim Pagano Show. We'll talk a little bit about that. But I would love to share some of my guests that are going to be joining us here on the show today. And our first guest is Kate, and I hope I get this right, Balestria, but we'll check with her, and Lauren Dummett. They're both sex addiction therapists, and they'll be talking about some groundbreaking research on the genetic components to sex addiction. Very interesting. You never know, right? I mean, the world has changed a little bit today. And anyways, in fact, that's one of my my things that I'm writing about in my next column. So it's all about men. Sorry, Tom. But anyways, but I don't think so. That would be an interesting question to ask both of them. Next, we'll be joining us with Mike Thompson, the California Strawberry Festival chair. And he's going to talk about Strawberry Festival. It's coming up. We've got tickets for that. And then we've got Mike Dutras, and he is part of the Rotary Club of Westlake. And they're going to be talking about the 24th annual Westlake Street Fair. In fact, Barbara and I are going to be there, right?
I can't wait. I think it's going to be so much fun.
I know. Weather and of course, yeah, we'll be out there. So if you are early or you want to stop by, definitely, definitely come by and say hello. And then lastly, we've got Dr. Richard Rothschild, and he is from St. John's Regional Medical Center. And he is a cardiologist and serves as the assistant director of the cardiac lab. And he's going to be talking about congenital heart disease in babies. And, of course, I'm part of the Heart Association. Mm-hmm. And so this is just another extension of that. Anyways, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, Kim. We start off with folks who are looking to enhance your relationship. And this is the perfect a giveaway to have with our first guest. It is Tristology with a gift certificate for contemporary, high-quality sensual products for passionate play. You can see them in person at their store, 434 Main Street in Ventura. Call 888-801-8952. Ventura County Blues Festival is happening April 28th, Studio Channel Islands, and the gates open at 10 o'clock. Music starts at 11. It's a whole lot of fun. That's in a weekend or so. The 35th Annual California Strawberry Festival. Kim has tickets to that. We'll be chatting with them in moments. We also have the 42nd Annual Beer Festival, which is Sunday, May 6th. Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off going into Caneo Valley Days. Lots of fun there. And it is, by the way, the 62nd Annual Caneo Valley Days, May 10th through the 13th. Tickets for all.
There you go. All right. So let's start off with some blues festival tickets. And I'd love to share those with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Let's welcome Kate and Lauren. Kate and Lauren, are you there?
They are. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very interested. And I'm excited to talk with both of you. You know, I think I'm kind of like my show has just kind of taken a little turn. I always put what people might not talk about on their other shows. And but we keep it positive and we keep it uplifting and encouraging. And that's really what life's about. Life happens to all of us. And yet, how do we get through it? And so I'm hoping to kind of share some of the things that both of you ladies are working with. And let's just start off with, is sex addiction a real medical condition?
We certainly believe that it is. Okay. And right now, one of the things that we're working on in our study is to provide credibility within the medical community and the psychiatric community for inclusion of sex addiction as a credible diagnosis. We all recognize that there are problematic sexual behaviors and compulsivity, but there's a little bit of dissension within the community about how to capture that diagnostically.
Wow. Wow. And let's back up a little bit. Kate, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and kind of your journey?
Sure. So my name is Dr. Kate Balestrieri. I'm a licensed clinical and forensic psychologist. My background is primarily in working with high-risk sex offenders and other high-risk offenders in the prison systems and the court systems. And then I moved into private practice several years ago, and Lauren and I met, and we decided to open our group practice here in Brentwood. And we really focus on working with trauma and all of the different kinds of issues that are born out of trauma. So things like addiction, especially sex addiction, is a large focus of our practice here.
Hmm. Lauren, if you could tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I have a similar background in that I had worked with trauma most of my life as a therapist, working with mothers and young children. I worked with a lot of victims of sexual violence and sexual abuse, domestic violence of that sort. And then I left that field to open private practice as well and began working more in the field of adults with various addictions, intimacy disorders, and in the process became a certified sex addiction therapist. We work a lot, we do a lot of work with both the people that identify as addicts, but also with the partners who have experienced the, you know, profound relational betrayal as a result.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for both of you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you
for having us.
How common is sex addiction? I mean, is, you know, like And is it more common in men or women, or does it is it not known yet?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
The studies are pretty disparate, and I don't think we have a good sense of what really the prevalence rates are yet, nationally or internationally, because there's so much shame with this condition that it's wildly underreported. And because there's no clear diagnostic category for it, it's hard to really have a consistent metric for measuring that throughout the nation. So part of what we're doing in our study is trying to gather that information. But I think depending on the studies that you read, anywhere between 1 and 10 million people are affected by sex addiction, or what we would consider to be addictive sexual behavior.
Well, Barbara, did you want to say
something?
Yeah,
good morning, ladies. This is Barbara.
Good morning.
I don't know if I have a question or statement here. It's kind of a personal one. I mean, as we get older in marriage, how do you where is the fine line between an addiction or just a
great question. A need or
an
want.
Appetite for I know men desire more sex than mostly women when you get older, and that's because women have so much of a hormone change, but how would you know when it's become an addiction or it's just does it change in a marriage, or is it something that they've always had?
Well, first of all, I think that when we talk about sex addiction, we do have to look at it a little more broadly. I think it's very common for people to assume that we're talking about men who have extramarital affairs or whatnot. But really,
or
sex addiction doesn't
acts,
always involve sex.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, pornography addiction. It can be excessive masturbation. It could be a number of, compulsive sexual behaviors. And I guess with any type of addiction, I think you have to look at what are the behaviors, what are the costs of those behaviors, how much damage is it causing to this person's life, and how many consequences are they having. And if they're having many consequences in many areas and they try to stop and they're unable, and it's creating a lot of, damage and shame and it becomes a cycle. That's usually when a lot of them come for help. Many come when they've faced certain consequences and need to get help.
Interesting. Now, is this something that as parents, is this something we can avoid, or is it an inheritance? Is it inherited from their parents, or is it because we have everything's computer, we're 24/7.
So much pornography, too.
I mean,
that's what I've heard. If children watch a lot of pornography, as teen boys, and it becomes obsessive, it can go into that sort of situation. But I don't know.
What's your thought on that, ladies?
Yeah, there are a lot of different variables that would lead to someone having a sex addiction. We are looking right now to understand if there is a genetic component, much like there is with alcohol addiction or other substance use or gambling disorders. So those have been pretty widely studied, and we understand that there's a genetic link, predisposition. So then the question is, what are people exposed to in their environment? What are they exposed to in their families, within their peer groups, in the culture at large? Certainly their internet behavior plays a large role in how their arousal or how their sexual behaviors are shaped. And we're seeing that more and more with kids being exposed to pornography online much, much younger than in any previous generation. And with the ease of access of all that information online, children's brains are developing very differently than previous generations. So we are seeing that the internet and pornography and the internet especially plays a large role in a lot more people developing compulsive sexual behaviors.
Now, is this, do you have a lot of clients, I guess you would say, or patients, I don't know what you call them, clients? Okay, that are losing their marriages or are jeopardizing their jobs?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, when we think about sex addiction, first I want to just say that we're huge proponents of really healthy, wonderful, great sex. That looks different for everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone's sexual arousal template is a little bit different, and what floats one person's boat doesn't work for another person. So we're not here to judge anyone's sexual preferences. What we're looking at is someone coming to us and saying, my sexual behavior is causing me pain in some way. So usually when people come to us, it's because they have committed some kind of extramarital affair, or they've been compromising their standing at work because they're acting out at work, maybe in the bathroom, for example, they've been caught masturbating, or they are missing opportunities to spend time with their children because their pornography addiction has them, you know, in their home office for 4 or 5 hours a day, or they're experiencing physical symptoms as a result of their acting out, whether they contract an STD or have other infections that they've been exposed to. So there's lots of reasons that people come to us. And usually they've tried to stop their behavior and they've not been able to.
A lot of times the behavior that they're acting out is something that is not aligned with their moral values, and so they are overwhelmed with shame and, like, they feel disgusted with themselves, and it is not who they want to be, yet they feel this compulsion and they feel unable to stop.
Wow.
So it really creates almost like a spiritual crisis for them as well.
Wow. That was Lauren, right? That is a huge, just makes sense, because then you realize that it is a medical condition. I mean, you know, you start off on this thing that you think might, you know, in your heart that's not right. Mm-hmm. Now you love your family, you love your, you know, your life, and you go down this other road. How many of the people that you work with end up losing their marriages, losing their work, or how many of them get help and actually are able to save any of those things?
Well, I think the only people that we treat are the people that are coming to get help. So I'm sure there are many, many that...
Let me rephrase my question.
Okay.
So of the people that you help, how many people lose everything?
Or are they already at that point?
Are they able to save their marriage?
Well, what I would say is that, this is just anecdotal, of course, I haven't looked at the numbers on this, but probably 50% of the people that I work with are able to work through their marriages and find some recovery if they're really willing to work on themselves.
Right.
And that includes partners.
Plus the spouse, would say, if you're going to get that help and you're working so hard at it, I'm we'll work with you, maybe,
right.
You know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Often what we see is that the identified addict comes into treatment, they get a lot of help, and the partner who's been so profoundly traumatized doesn't always get the help that they need. And mm-hmm. so their recovery within the couple occurs at really different paces, and that can cause the relationship to stay fractured for much longer.
Right.
But if both people are willing to grab a shovel and dig in the muck, we've seen a lot of people have really strong, loving, trusting relationships moving forward.
Wow, that says a lot there. So moving forward, one, you definitely think that both partners need help, because obviously one, you just said, totally traumatized.
Yeah.
And do you see those people too?
We do. We work with the partners who are coming in completely broken from the betrayal that they've experienced in their relationship. And I guess what I would say to that is that often the partners are female. That's not always the case.
Right.
When we're working with women who are experiencing this kind of betrayal trauma, often they're left with pulling together the pieces of their entire family and all of the wreckage of their partner's addiction. And so they're the ones who are, you know, at home managing the kids. They're the ones who are trying to go to work and put on a sane face. They're the ones who are holding together the story of what's going on in their family to all of their extended family. So they bear a lot of responsibility while the identified addict is getting treatment, and there creates so much more pressure and weight for them. It's really great if they can come in and get treatment as well, because they need just as much support, if not more.
Wow, that makes so much sense. I mean, gosh, you know, it's almost, I remember there was a saying my grandmother used to say that the cracked teapot gets all the attention.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And what about the poor person that's right. holding it all together? You yeah. know, it's like, almost like a caretaker in a sense, you know.
Right.
And yet, not only a caretaker, because they've been traumatized with this situation. And ladies, this was amazing. I'd love to have you back, because there's so many people that reach out. And I know that, you know, it's a sign of the times, unfortunately. I want to change it around. I really want. What happened to, you know, forever together, you know, happily ever after, you know, all those things. I don't know where we went wrong, and but I love what you've brought to the table. How can my listeners find out more about you, and of course your studies, and of course where you practice? Yeah.
Well, we would love to hear from your listeners, and we are happy to be a resource for them with any questions or treatment needs that they might have, and they can reach us at 310-933-4088 or www.triunetherapy.com. That's TRIUNETHERAPY.com. And we are Dr. Kate Malastrary and Lauren Dummett with Triune Therapy Group.
Great. And also to my listeners, we send out a newsletter every week. You both will be in there.
Oh, great.
And of course, so my listeners will be able to just, you know, click onto your website. We thank you so much. Please share our show with everybody. I'd love to have you guys back.
Yes.
And again, you know, these are just a number one of the topics that we talk about here. And it's only really to encourage people that it's not over till it's over. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. We so appreciate it.
You got it. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we are going to give away some Strawberry Festival tickets. And, of course, we are celebrating the 35th California Strawberry Festival. That's May 18th and 19th. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We look forward to your calls, and all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. We'll be right back.
Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Deliciously fun, the California Strawberry Festival, May 19th and 20th in Oxnard, is the ultimate berry bash for friends and family. With 50 food booths, concerts, arts and crafts, and strawberry land for kids, it's the perfect summer kickoff. Get your tickets today at castrawberryfestival.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3355. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we've got some tickets for the Strawberry Festival on to give away right now. So definitely, you can call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, Mike Thompson just joined us in the studio. Welcome, and how are you?
Great, thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you do, and you actually serve on the board, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm have the pleasure of being the chairman for this year and next year.
What does that mean?
It means I get to take out the trash at
the end of
the
night. Okay, I just want to make sure. I love it. How long have you been with them?
I've been on the board for, close to 20 years.
Wow. So. And, of course, this is a 35th year, right?
Yes, it is.
I can't believe that. It's just like, and it started just as this little thing, and it's just taken off.
Correct.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so tell us, it's happening May 18th and 19th, right?
19th and 20th. 18th and 19th.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, okay. And so what is the festival? What's new this year?
You know, we're always trying to make the festival a better experience. And this year we've kind of taken a step back and taken the viewpoint of making it more open and family fun oriented festival.
Okay.
So we've expanded the footprint by over 50%.
Bigger than last year?
Yes, we've moved.
Oh my gosh, it's so okay. Yeah. Wow, you guys it just keeps growing.
Well, we've worked with the city of Oxnard to use the soccer fields this year, and so for the last number of years, we've had all the arts and crafts out on Rose Avenue. We've moved them in, so they're now all out on the grass, kind of in between where the stages are performing all the music, the live music.
Instead of outside.
Correct.
I like that.
Yeah,
I think that, so you're not kind of doing your own thing out there and then you come back in.
Correct.
Yeah, good idea. See how you, I like that. I love all the vendors that are out there. So it's kind of, you could be hearing the music at the same time as eating. And yeah, I like it.
That's kind of the goal, is to make it where you can just easily move from one aspect of the festival to another.
Okay, perfect. And now, what are some of the contests? I know I usually go out there and judge, and I know that Tom does some of the food, and I've done kind of the babies, you know, the very best baby contest.
They have the very best baby contest.
Yeah.
They have the hat contest.
Yeah.
This year, and we have the cook-off, strawberry-themed cook-off.
What's your favorite?
Strawberry?
Yeah. Strawberry recipe. Is there anything that you...
I started in this thing by putting in the nonprofit organization that does the strawberry smoothies.
Ooh, okay.
So it's just...
okay.
I'm pretty simple.
Okay.
I stick with a smoothie.
Okay. I like... what are those cakes that they have with the whipped cream?
Funnel?
Yeah, funnel cakes.
The funnel cakes. Buena has been there doing that for ever, I think.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, so as far as the bands, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music? Do you have that?
Yes.
He's looking through all his papers here.
I just don't want to misquote this.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know, we've got...
it says what? You've got the Rock City Studios coming out?
Well, the Rock City Studios is actually
the
third stage that we put in, and
it's
youth-oriented.
Oh, okay,
so it's something
cool.
New.
Okay.
We'll actually have performers out there that are 18 years and under that'll be performing there.
That'll
There's opportunity for kids with their parents to actually interact with the musicians and to do music themselves. There'll be instruments for them to pick up and use out there. So that's all new this year. And then, you know, we have the a lot of the same performers type. We've got some country. We've got tribute bands, Hollywood YouTube, YouTube bands out there, Decadent Decades. 40s to Freedom, all these different bands are out there performing. One of the new things we have this year is in between the performances on Saturday on the stages, we've actually got a live comedian that will be entertaining the crowd in between.
That's
right.
New, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. You know what? It blows my mind that you have 60,000 people that are going to pass through there in the 2 days, correct?
That's our hopes.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I know we've worked with Lisa forever, and now it's Kelly, two amazing ladies. And so, you know, they make it happen. And I know it takes a village, so it's like, it's kind of like they've got amazing villages.
Yes, yeah, we're really looking forward to it this year.
So let me ask you, Mike, for my listeners that are tuning in right now, if they haven't got tickets or they haven't won tickets here, and how do they get them?
You can order them ahead of time online.
Okay.
At our website, castrawberryfestival.org.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to go on there, and there's a link to purchase your tickets ahead of time.
Okay.
Or you can purchase them the day of the festival as you come in.
Okay, perfect. And so really quick, there's going to be food, fun, music, entertainment, demonstrations, attractions, rides, and contests.
Correct.
All right. Sounds like a great couple days.
We're looking forward to it.
You got it. All right, Mike, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show to share it. And thank you for the strawberries. They look amazing. And I appreciate all your work because all of this goes to great foundations, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the important thing to understand is that not only is the Strawberry Festival itself a nonprofit organization, we're here to support nonprofit organizations.
Yeah, I love that. So. And I think that's the biggest thing I always want to share with my listeners and share with people. That's why I love to work with all these foundations because it's really the bigger picture.
It is.
And what's really good about it is it's a win-win, okay? Is you go there, have this great time with your family, your friends, or whoever, and you're really serving other people.
Correct.
So I love that. So again, thank you so much for joining us and coming in so early.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. And of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Westlake Street Fair. And again, that's another one that I love to, another same thing. There, what we do there helps so many other people. And that's, of course, the Rotary Club of Westlake Village. So again, we're going to talk with Mike and we'll be right back. Another Mike. So, all right.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
It's just about time for the 42nd annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Brew Festival. Get your taste buds ready to sample the best chili from the area's finest chefs. There'll also be plenty of gourmet food trucks, finest craft beers, as well as a dazzling array of classic cars. Add in two stages of music featuring country and classic rock and a free and fantastic kid zone, and you get a can't-miss event for everyone. It all takes place on Sunday, May 6th, with family-friendly hours of 1 to 5 at Conejos Creek Park North on Janice Road at Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks.
Where can you get motivated and inspired by fabulous women business owners in just one afternoon? Come to the 19th Annual Bravo Awards Luncheon, honoring inspired women going above and beyond, on Friday, April 20th at the Sarah Center in Camarillo. Join the National Association of Women Business Owners of Ventura County in recognizing the extraordinary achievements of 9 outstanding women business owners and community leaders, in addition to an exceptional corporate leader. Get your Bravo tickets at www.nawbovc.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And gosh, I'd love to share something. Okay, we've already, let's see, we did the Strawberry Festival. We got the Blues Festival, if you haven't already got in on all those. We've also, we've got Conejo Valley Days that's coming up, and we've got tickets for that. That's another one that we will be at, right?
Yes, we will.
And of course, this Sunday, tomorrow, we will be at the 24th Annual Westlake Village Street Fair, and I'm really excited because that's right where I do hair, and it, they've got some great things. And of course, we've got Mike Dutra joining us today. And Mike, are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
There you go. All right. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Tell us who you are, and of course, you know, you're part of the Rotary of Westlake Village.
Yes, I just joined the Rotary about a year ago myself, and really excited to be part of this group, and also excited for this event that we're having on Sunday to not only bring our community together, but also have a lot of fun for kids and car enthusiasts and people who have pets.
Okay, so tell us, of course, this is the 24th annual one, so that's been going along for a while. What are some of the highlights and attractions?
Well, one of the main highlights is our car show, where we have classic and exotic cars. We'll have over about 100 of those on display, and the public gets to vote on which one they think is worthy of our award. We also have a pet zone, which is pretty cool. You bring your pet, very pet-friendly event. We have a lot of different vendors there, from veterinarian services to products for your pet and whatnot. And so feel free to bring a little Fido or whatnot there.
I love it. Of course, we both have pets, and we love them. And I think pets are, you know, almost being replaced, right, instead of children lately. Mm-hmm. Or at least if your kids get older, you know.
I hear my friends telling me that they have grand dogs.
Yeah, there you go, grand dogs. Yeah, that's cute. I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Mike. Is it Dutra's?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And we're talking about the 24th annual Westlake Village. And, of course, that's happening this Sunday, tomorrow. And, of course, who are some of your major sponsors?
Well, our major sponsors are Rustic Auto Group, the city of Westlake Village, and Warner Pacific, along with many others that have contributed to help bring this event full circle here.
Okay. And when was the first street fair event?
When was it?
Yeah.
24 years ago?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but how did it start off with? I mean, how many vendors, and was it a small little thing?
It was basically just a couple of people getting together, more in the first neighborhood in Westlake Village.
Okay, yeah.
And getting together and for camaraderie and, you know, just getting together and having a good time. And then as we saw it evolve, we were saying, well, not only can we bring people together, but we can also get sponsors or whatever to help the many nonprofits that we serve as for the Rotary. So it continued to grow and grow, and
amazing.
It's a pretty big event right now.
Yeah, how many people do you have? How many vendors do you have?
We have over 100 different vendors, and the cool thing is that if you're looking for something for Mother's Day, which is coming up, you're going to have a lot of people there selling gifts and items and whatever for mom.
Yeah.
So it gives you a good excuse to go out there to shop for mom.
I love it.
Or
love
dad.
It.
We've yes. got, I'm. Good morning, Mike. This is Barbara. Yeah, we've got Father's Day coming up, too, in June. And,
yeah.
My it's husband and I used to do a lot of car shows, and I, you know, it's funny, I've never heard of that one. Of course, we don't have our car anymore, but that's 100 cars. That's a pretty good show.
Yeah,
so
it's evolved
that,
from
that's great.
Just a couple to over 100 now, and the person that is in charge of that has been really going out to the different car clubs. It's not Concourse yet.
Mm-hmm.
But one of these times, we'll get
great.
To that Pebble Beach.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, and the weather's going to be perfect, so everybody can bring their dogs, take them for a walk, come
yeah.
after church, come see us. Kim and I will be there. We're going to have a little lip sense booth going on.
There you go.
Nice.
For any presents from Mom, come on over, see us.
I love it. I love
and,
it.
And you stop by, too, Mike.
Yeah,
your
please.
Booth.
Oh, yeah.
You
we'll,
can buy
we'll
some for your wife. There
day.
You go.
Oh,
I love it. So let me ask you, what does the Rotary Club of Westlake do with all the money that's earned, and what are some of the benefits, and who do they go to?
Well, the three main beneficiaries of the money are the Canine for Warriors, where they train the different dogs or whatever to work with veterans that
nice.
Have special needs. We work with MANA, the food bank,
mm-hmm.
so the funds go there. And then also one of our big nonprofits that we do on a weekly basis that we work with is Meals on Wheels. So the money
it.
Will go to
Great.
Contribute to help continue that program or whatnot, which is if none of the listeners have done this or whatever, it's a fabulous program, not only just bringing food out to the people, but bringing, yourself out there. And 'cause a lot of these people that depend on Meals for Wheels not only, love the food, but they love the people coming out and having a conversation or whatever.
My mother lives in Santa Barbara, and we did Meals on Wheels for her after she was doing her rehab. It's wonderful, and I thought to myself, that's what I want to do one day. I want to be one of those delivery people, because some of these people at home, they don't have family. That is the only person they see for the whole day.
Yeah, I totally agree
with you.
The
whole day.
You,
and everybody
yeah.
I've met has been so sweet, so kind. And I just applaud anybody that puts their time into doing that, because I think it's so wonderful. I really do.
And it's amazing because, we're out there. And some people, they just like to drop. They want it dropped off, and they don't want any sort of human contact.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, you'll come into their house, you'll talk to them or whatnot.
Mm.
And sometimes we just go back to the people's houses without food, just to say hi and make
yeah.
sure everything's okay. So
just
it's a great program.
On a real quick note, there was a lady in my mother's mobile home park, and she used to call the fire department because she'd fall and couldn't get up. And it got to be where when they arrived, she had sandwiches and coffee and everything for them.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it's just it's so sad. Yeah. And they just smiled and just said, well, we can't stay, but thank you for the sandwich.
They're
really sweet.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And now really quick, what is the Rotary International? And
the
how
Rotary,
can someone join that?
Well, I mean, what you do is you look for a particular group in your area. When I was looking to join the Rotary, I checked out a couple of different groups, and it's sort of like Goldilocks. You try out certain things
right.
and see which one fits you best. And so that's what we recommend. Our website is rotarywlvwestlakevillage.org. But you could just go to rotary.org and check out the different clubs. We have many clubs in the area and all meet at different times. And it's just a great service group. Go out there. One of the things that one of the main causes is eradicating polio.
Wow.
And so that's almost done. So now we're focusing on helping people in other countries with income.
Hmm.
And getting people out of poverty or whatever. So, but there's so many different things that we do in the community. It's not just worldwide. It's local, and we support the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, many different nonprofits, and we're always glad to help.
I love it. I love it. And really quick, can you give the address of the street fair so everyone knows how to get there?
Well, it's actually on Lakeview Canyon Road.
Okay.
Between Agoura Road and Watergate Road. So we're kitty corner from, what's that wine place that everyone
goes to? Come off at Westlake Boulevard, right, from the freeway?
Yeah, it's off Westlake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get off of Westlake Boulevard, then you make a left on Agoura.
You
shoot down, and then we'll be right there.
Okay, perfect. And, of course, what time does everything start?
It starts at 10.
10 o'clock.
And ends at 4.
Okay, 10 to
so
4.
So 6 hours to get in there and have some fun. And a lot of churches around the area. So, you know, just come on after church or,
there you go.
You know, and whatnot. So it's a great event, and it's great for the community. And we're just very fortunate to be able to put this on.
I love it. Mike, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited to be able to work with you guys and share this another great event, and I can't wait to meet everybody out there.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah.
Great. We'll see you guys on Sunday.
You got it. All right. Take care. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and, of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rothschild, and, of course, we're going to be talking about American Heart Association and, of course, congenital heart defects in children. And there's a little program that they're putting together, and I'm really excited, of course, to share that with all my listeners and be a part of that. So, again, I'd love to give something away. How about the 42nd Annual Chili and Beer Festival? And that's happening May 6, 11 to 5, and that's over at Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off, located in Caneo Creek North Park. In Thousand Oaks. I'd love to share some tickets. Call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'll be right back.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. Where can you get motivated and inspired by fabulous women business owners in just one afternoon? Come to the 19th Annual Bravo Awards Luncheon, honoring inspired women going above and beyond, on Friday, April 20th at the Sarah Center in Camarillo. Join the National Association of Women Business Owners of Ventura County in recognizing the extraordinary achievements of 9 outstanding women business owners and community leaders, in addition to an exceptional corporate leader. Get your Bravo tickets at www.nawbovc.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Deliciously Fun, the California Strawberry Festival, May 19th and 20th in Oxnard, is the ultimate berry bash for friends and family. With 50 food booths, concerts, arts and crafts, and Strawberry Land for kids, it's the perfect summer kickoff.
Get your tickets today at castrawberryfestival.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, our last and final guest is Dr. Rothschild. And of course, you are with St. John's Regional Medical Center and you're a cardiologist, and you serve as an assistant director of the cardiac lab. And of course, we're talking about congenital heart disease in babies. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How are you?
And I'm here. I'm good.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about, are all the heart problems in children congenital, or is that just one of them?
Well, children can have a whole variety of heart problems, as you probably know. And the majority of these are congenital, but not all of them. And those are often diagnosed quite early on, and they can be diagnosed with ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
So these are totally non-invasive and safe. They're what many of your listeners may have had if they're pregnant, for ultrasound to look at their baby, so it's quite safe. And again, the vast majority are indeed congenital, but some can be acquired and happen after they're born. The majority of those, although rare, might be due to infection, such as things from strep throat that can sometimes lead to rheumatic fever and Kawasaki disease, which is an infectious process as well. On rare occasions, there can be traumatic injuries to the heart as well. But certainly the majority would be congenital.
Wow. And so do you mostly work on children, or are you on adults too?
No, I'm actually an adult cardiologist,
okay.
So I don't work on children that often.
Okay.
I did have some training in that, but my expertise is actually more in the adult cardiology, which is much more common.
Right.
But we get a fair number of younger kids, and then some people with congenital heart disease, and they do well. And then as they become older, then I get to continue with their care.
Mm. And why do congenital heart disease, why does it occur?
Yes, that's a wonderful question,
and I
wish we understood that process better. It has something to do with the development of the heart when we are in our mother's uterus in the fetal stage. And what happens and why it happens, we don't always understand. There are some things like German measles. If that mother is infected with German measles in the first trimester, that seems for some reason to affect the development of the embryo's heart. Some medicines like the old thalidomide problems can have cardiac issues as well. But most of them are probably an error in the formation of the heart. And many of these can be diagnosed even in utero with ultrasound from the baby before the baby is even born. Probably 1 out of 1,000 or thereabouts babies may have some sort of congenital heart disease, but most of these are mild and not clinically relevant or important. What would be important for the readers to know that if they have a child with congenital heart disease, there are things that can be done to often help that and fix it. And in terms of having other children, although if one child has congenital heart disease, another child would have a slightly higher risk, but the likelihood may be instead of 1 in 1,000, it may be 1 in 500. But it's not like if you had one that you're definitely your next one would have that, but it would be something then that you would want to monitor during a subsequent pregnancy to be able to monitor during the pregnancy with ultrasound.
Very interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got a whole nother hour. We're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Rothschild right now, cardiologist. And we're talking about congenital heart defects. And also, I know that, is this something, the social, the financial impact of congenital heart defects? Can you talk a little bit about what parents and their families go through?
Yeah, again, I'm an adult cardiologist, so I don't have a lot of personal experience with this, but certainly like any child with disease, it's not just the child who gets affected, the whole family. Fortunately, most congenital heart disease is not of severe clinical impact, but sometimes it can be devastating, and then it affects everyone. There are certainly certain programs for children with heart disease that can help in terms of financial support and other organizations for social support. because this is a process that affects not just the child, but the whole family.
Mm. And tell us a little bit about St. John's Regional Medical Center is doing in May to help bring awareness.
Yes, St. John's has a wonderful community outreach program, and I'm quite proud of it, to be quite honest. And it's not just for congenital heart disease. They have a wonderful educational program for adult heart disease, for education in terms of diet and exercise. In terms of congenital heart disease, there is a wonderful, what they call Little Hats, Big Hearts campaign, and it's a public media campaign, and certainly all babies that are born at the Dignity Hospitals during that month receive a special little hat and information about heart disease for parents to be aware of, and just a media campaign.
Mm, I love that. And really quick, the little hats that they knitted by volunteers right. throughout the country, right?
Correct. They're knitted by volunteers throughout the country. And it's actually, again, St. John's, I'm really pleased to say, does take their mission statement quite seriously to really bring good care to the community and to be a good partner with the community and have multiple wonderful volunteers that have been helping in the hospital and knitting these little caps for the children that are born and help distribute some information about the potential of congenital heart disease.
Mm, I love that. Well, I thank you so much for sharing this, and my best to all the families that are going through this, and of course being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
It's a pleasure and an honor. You're most welcome, and I certainly, if I could put a little plug, the phone number at St. John's is area code 805-988-2500, and they can dial 0 for the operator and get connected to various services, both social services, cardiac services, not necessarily heart if they have other problems as well. It's a wonderful resource for the community and people to be aware of.
Wow. Well, I thank you so much, and please share our show with everyone, and we look forward to talking with you again.
It's a pleasure. You be well.
Thank you. Got it. Thank you so much. All right. We are at the end of our first show, and lots of really good information there. And, of course, I always like to end our show with a moment of happiness. We can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone. And with that, you've been listening to the first half of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got a great next show. Please stay with us, and we'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.